tell me now about after you graduated from high school and you ended up marrying my dad.
Well, first I went to Rockford, Illinois to nurse's training.
Yeah.
And I was kind of turned off by the nurse's training back then because it was quite discriminatory. If you had money, you got better care. And I didn't like it, so I quit. But at the same time, I had met your dad, Jim Riley, and he didn't do too well as a husband.
He left you when I was how old?
Almost two. My sister-in-law's mother needed a little help in her home. So me and the two kids, after Kevin was born, went to live with her. We were there for a couple of years, and I met Dave Frazier. Mm-hmm. I wasn't very good at choosing husbands.
Yeah.
He did work, but he was very abusive, very abusive. Of course, I had Shane the first year I was married to him. Then the next year, I was pregnant with Kim, and we got a phone call from his ex-wife to come and get the children, or they'd be in an orphanage. Debbie, Carrie, and David.
I've always thought that was one of the most amazing parts of your life and our life, is when you, without even flinching, decided, yep, you were going to take in these three kids. And to be honest with you, they have always been my brothers and sisters.
And then my husband, after 8 years, we ended up divorced, and the kids stayed with me. And that's where they wanted to be.
So that made it 8 kids before, at what age?
27,
yeah.
And we lived out on in a farmhouse, and back then the work was quite hard.
And I remember all the food that we raised in our garden, too. We would dig potatoes for days, it seemed like.
I planted 100 pounds of potatoes and yielded 1,000 pounds out of them.
And we would eat that all winter long. And yeah.
Then we went a period of time, and I was working 3 jobs. They told me about a program where you could go to school. And so I went to school.
And I probably unconsciously sort of did the same thing when I switched from a newspaper career to becoming a teacher. And I've never regretted a day since I've done that. And you were my inspiration for doing that.
I look back over my life, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
You know, Shane and David and I talked about some rough times we had, but they shaped us as people, you know?
It's the strength you get from bad things.
Yeah.
Bad things can turn around into, it makes for strong characters.
Yeah. And I think we have a lot of those in our family.
Yes.
You are the strongest and most resilient person that I've ever known and ever will know. And we love you very much.
And I love you guys. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.